Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like plain steak with no seasoning.
That's not true. That's Harry. You're thinking of Harry. In fact, I'm making steaks tonight. I've been marinating them in ketchup for the last 48 hours.
Don't. You're lying.
You've never done that.
You're lying.
I'm not. It's not only ketchup. It's a ketchup mayonnaise swirl.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You're marinating your steak in a ketchup mayonnaise swirl.
Yeah. And then you put a little Gibson salt on it. After you take it out, it doesn't taste like ketchup at all. It makes the meat nice and tender and moist.
You know, see this window?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump out of it.
You would love it.
No.
Get a nice sear, a nice crust on that sucker.
You're lying.
Medium rare.
That might be one of the grossest things I've ever heard.
You'd be surprised. It's like using mustard as a binder on your brisket.
So it's just a binder? You don't taste the mustard on the brisket.
You're not going to taste the ketchup.
So what do you marinate it in ketchup for?
To make it juicier.
And you leave it in the fridge, huh?
Yep.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's not frozen meat. It's one of those.
I make a lot of steak.
This is a Michelin star restaurant recommended recipe.
Who?
The Michelin man. I've never done it before.
Tires?
It might suck, yeah.
It's going to turn out tasting like a tire.
Only if I overcook it, which I won't.
Are you joking though? For
yeah, a that's totally made up.
Okay. Jeez.
No, now I'm just trying to save face.
You have me worried.
No, I'm serious. I'll show you the finished product.
A ketchup mayonnaise swirled marinating.
Mm-hmm.
Comp. That's.
I have a real question for you.
Sure.
Who told you to do that?
I saw it on Instagram. Do you think it was one of them jokey ones?
Have you seen some of the things people cook on social media? I mean, TikTok, Instagram. They're not all good ideas.
I have the whole family, the in-laws, coming over tonight. It better not suck.
This is the first time you're doing it?
I've never done it before. I just saw it on Instagram when I was coming back. Actually, I was getting off the plane.
Do your in-laws like you?
Yeah, for now. We'll see how it goes. People are crushing me for this on the text line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're...
I'm not. You guys ready to hand out some superlatives, bye week superlatives, quarter of the way through the season superlatives? Yes? You're in stunned silence over my ketchup mayonnaise steak.
I think this deserves the rest of the segment. What is wrong with you?
I mean, I'm getting blowed up. Even people that typically like us, like Zach Ho, says that I need to throw it out.
It's gonna be nasty.
But you're not getting anything out of it. Like it,
what container
put it
is
in a regular marinade.
What container do you have it in? What kind of container?
One of those shallow, I don't know what you would call, baking dishes.
So is there like tinfoil on top of it?
Yeah.
Ew.
How many steaks are in there?
Five. New York strip. Marbled to perfection.
Man.
Would that be a better decision on, like, burgers to marinate it in something like that? Like,
no.
Just the ketchup mayonnaise mix is just...
Nothing.
Like, I don't think of mayonnaise as, like, marinating. It's, like, too thick.
Oh, my gosh.
Ketchup's a little too thick. I mean, it just sounds nasty.
Aaron Rodgers, my Steelers MVP hot take. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a hot take to put steak and ketchup and mayonnaise, too. I mean, it's...
Texter writes in, Sweet Baby Ray's Italian dressing and Frank's Red Hot mixed together is the best marinade. And you don't discuss your marinades. They're state secrets over there.
Yeah, but like if I was like marinating a steak for a bunch of people, I'd get the A1 marinade.
I like A1.
As a marinade. Ketchup and mayonnaise.
You're like offended on behalf of beef over there.
I am.
Like some cow died to get soaked in ketchup and mayonnaise for like 40 hours.
I just feel like it's sometimes that you try to do the most and you don't have to. You could just be just, hey, I'm like, and you're having, it'd be different if you were just eating the steak, but you're having people over.
Well,
and you're marinating it in ketchup and mayonnaise.
Get it right. Because one second I'm Mr. Everything Simple, and the next second I'm Mr. Crazy.
You're starting Russell Wilson after Justin Fields went 4-2. You're experimenting in a bad situation here.
You can't just meet in the middle. It's either extreme or just bland.
Like, even, let's just, the mayonnaise itself. Who puts mayonnaise on a steak?
Right.
It's not going to taste like mayonnaise.
Why are you marinating it?
Yes.
What? Because it's going to make it thicker. It's not going to taste like mayonnaise?
Listen, I think we can all admit that I'm not media literate. I think I'm going to show you. I'm going to find the Instagram post during the break and see if they're pulling my leg on this thing.
Crowley, one of the worst things you could do is take a recipe from like an unreliable source on social media. Have you seen? Like, I've looked at videos online of this chef critiquing social media influencers because they don't make good food.
Yeah.
Some of them don't.
Yeah.
Somebody put lasagna on top of lasagna, baked that, and said, look, I got double lasagna.
Well, lasagna on top of lasagna is just lasagna.
Right. It's stupid. Some of these people aren't smart.
The number, not one person on the text line out of dozens and dozens now has said that they've done this. Which, and your reaction leads me to believe that this thing that I thought was like avant-garde and cutting edge is definitely...
Never heard of such a thing.
I got fooled by the internet, I'm pretty sure.
Never heard of such a thing.
Was the social media video, was it grainy? Or was it clear? Were there good cuts?
No, I mean, it was...
Or was it just a 2.5-minute video of uncut of somebody just walking through their echoey kitchen telling you what to do?
It was like 55 seconds.
Where I'm at is like, you thought that it was a good idea. Like, I am going to try this.
Did you use a whisk to mix up the ketchup and the mayonnaise, or did you just dump both jars in? Right.
I poured it on, and then I smeared it. I smeared it around with the steak.
That is unbelievable.
Texter writes in that I've set white people back 15 years.
Longer than that.
All right. We have more Steeler superlatives when we come back.
I really hope that you're joking.
I'm not joking.
Now, fan headlines powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville.
Crowley sets white people back 30 years by cooked in the worst marinated compound in the history of the world. Oh my gosh, ketchup and mayonnaise to marinate his steak. This is breaking news. The world is shattered. For more, go to 937thefan.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.